B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Welcome to the Beer Run, part of the BS and Beer family. The only Saints podcast with a 2-drink minimum and takes as bad as Cam Newton's fashion sense.
That's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you. You gotta keep on your toes.
I'm the California Cajun, and with me as always is Lil Dice. And a special guest today. You guys must be excited as we are. This is the one, the only big shot himself, David Romero, joining us from the main show from Beers and Beer.
Stop it.
Dave, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Finally, I get to be on a show. That's actually
how it took us two whole shows to get you on here. So, yeah.
I don't make this a habit though.
Just count your blessings, guy. I hope you're as excited to be here as you probably should be.
You can see by the video that my excitement level is well, you may
see,
not
we
be able
to.
You can only
video,
see waist high. If you saw
we're trying to put this video on, but he refuses to put a shirt on at any given time. And it's just bad television at that point.
Y'all just said there was drinks involved. So,
there are drinks. Oh, does that mean what do we do on this show, Dale? How do we do this?
Yo, we got four downs, Dave. Okay, so you're going a little bit too fast right now. The referees still need to spot the ball. Okay, we'll get there. All right. So first down, man. We're gonna talk about some beer or whatever we're drinking. We're gonna talk a little bit of Saints on second down, and then third down. We're going to throw a little curveball at you. We're going to talk a little bit about the American classic Anchorman.
Cinematic masterpiece.
Masterpiece. Okay. And then fourth down, we'll wrap it up with a video we shared on our Twitter. Be sure you go out there and check it out. So referees, man, y'all go ahead and spot the ball. Let's get this game started.
First down, Saints.
All right, gentlemen, welcome to first down. What are we drinking today?
I took a couple beer runs, right? So my original beer run was to the liquor stores right down the street. It's like going to the ghetto Walmart, all right? You just know you're not going to get what you want to get there, okay? So I ended up just getting a little something to hold me over through the weekend. So today I ran out to the good liquor store, okay? And I got something from Ozark Beer Company, okay? It's called Cream Stout. Okay, it's my first time trying it out. But, you know, want to drink local, man. So shout out to Ozark Beer Company.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, well, let's see. That's what I got today. This is one of my favorites. I have this, you know what? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to paint a little picture for you. This is a little story behind this one. This is one of my favorite beers. This is Space Cake Double IPA from Clown Shoes Brewery. I had this in Santa Clarita, California on my maybe second date with my now wife. So this tastes like both delicious IPA and nostalgia.
And
you know what? I saved us a little. Let's go ahead and let's get this little.
By the way, how's the wife and my kids doing anyway?
Oh, sorry. I was drinking this delicious IPA and I couldn't hear any.
I just said that looks delicious. I just said that looks delicious, brother.
Oh, goodness, it is. We might have to pause recording just so I can sit here in silence and enjoy this beer. Dave, what are you drinking?
Well, I in the vein of what you guys are talking about, local. I did procure this particular beverage from the local Walmart. It's a Bud Light. It's precocious.
It's an American lager. It's fairly easy to describe, sir.
Never pretentious, but, slightly precocious. And, I think this is what, I'm gonna go with.
There it is.
I may have cut my hand opening that bottle. I didn't have a bottle opener. And so...
Y'all can't see on video. He actually just ripped the bottle in half and he's drinking from jagged glass. It's pretty amazing.
That's how I roll, man.
Okay, I want to let you know something. I told Dave over here, he is a tequila drinker. I said that I would take a shot on the show with him. I do not shoot tequila. I am over 20, therefore I stopped shooting anything.
That's the only reason that I showed up today was because
my good man over here is going to take a shot of, what is that, Jose Cuervo Silver?
Silver.
Is that what this is?
Well, yeah, I had to save up, and
I can't pronounce it. It's in Spanish. I'm not going to try. All right, I got this thing.
He already described it. It's
I'm going to paint the picture for everybody. Its bottle is yellow, and there's a worm in it.
Yes,
I think everybody now Everyone in the world knows exactly what I'm drinking right now and exactly how much I'm going to suffer for this little interaction.
Please explain worm first. Like, because I don't want to say
I can't believe you had never heard that. I thought that was kind of a common thing. All right. So from my understanding, this is how I explained it when I was bartending for all them years, is that back in the old timey days, they would put a worm in the liquor bottle to prove how high proof it was. And if the worm deteriorated or rot, then it was a low enough percent that you shouldn't pay for that hooch, shouldn't pay for that liquor. Oh. But if it preserved the bug and you saw that that worm was still in there a year later, then you knew it was good stuff and you should probably kill yourself with it.
Lean back, take a long drag, and listen to the recant story that Craig Wright tells us. See, I heard you just eat the worm and the chicks dig it, so that's fine.
From experience, not so much.
Am I supposed to go? I'm going straight from the bottom. I didn't bring
a
shot glass.
You ain't got a shot glass. Okay, yeah. He's going to take this little half swig. Let's do this. Oh, yes.
You're so good.
That was probably about 2 ounces. That's
yep.
Not enough to kill you or anything. Oh, to kill you, huh?
You can tell we both immediately grabbed our beers because, again, we are not 20. Thank you for that, Dave. I wouldn't have had tequila for a good while. You know what? Actually, now that I mention it, I believe someone told me that it is National Margarita Day. Man, so if somehow you're listening to this the day after we release it, I'm glad you had a margarita.
Is it really?
I believe because it is.
Is it just coincidentally 2-2 Tuesday?
Lucky break. Lucky break that Taco 2-2 Tuesday is also Margarita Day. I'm not saying on this show that there's a God, but that sounds like proof to me.
Second down.
All right, man. So let's get into some Saints talk. The Saints, have they made it official yet? Because, I mean, last I heard it was really just reported.
Not official yet.
Right. So reportedly, we're going to have 2 defensive coordinators on the team versus 1. And, I mean, Dennis Allen is still the head coach. So we have, Nielsen, and who's the other one?
I think his name is The Other One. It's an old English name. Now, because these guys are both on the roster, though, you're happy about this, right? Hashtag team no change?
Yeah. No change for sure. It's Rossini, right? The defensive back coach.
I think so.
Yeah. So I do enjoy the no change part, okay? But I
have... Hashtag no change.
All right.
Hashtag no change.
I need somebody to blame if stuff is going wrong. Like somebody's got to fall on the sword. I got to be able to say that guy sucks. You know,
he can't be Dennis Allen now. He's the head coach.
Is that like the Spider-Man thing where one guy, but there's 3 of them now, just pointing at each other?
Right.
The meme.
Right. Yeah. The Spider-Man meme. Yeah.
Did we just explain a visual reference on the spot? Yeah, it's fine.
It's how I roll.
You can't fire any one guy because which one really was in charge of the safeties on that play? You know.
Yeah. And then likewise, if the defense looks pretty good, who gets the credit? Like who becomes the defensive coordinator or head coach of another team?
You know what? I'll tell you this. If the defense plays really well, the guy who's going to get the most credit is the starting quarterback that played offense that day because wins apparently are a quarterback stat.
That's what I keep hearing. That's the narrative going on. I thought the funniest thing about it was the media. There's Pro Football Talk writes a story about a tweet about somebody that was on, what's his name? Pat McAfee. Mm-hmm. So it's one guy is writing a story about a tweet about what may happen. So I haven't seen anything that was official yet.
Right.
But we just have the media reporting on comments made. So I don't know.
And now we are now reporting on those reports and adding to the game of telephone.
That's what we do.
Destroyed all credibility.
That's what we do. We have breaking opinions on yesterday's news.
That's a nice tagline. We should use that. Do you have any kind of podcast or show we could use that on?
No, not really.
Okay. Let me know if you want any tips on how to get one going. Just let us know. Pivot! So I feel good about the situation. We wanted it to stay in house with the coordinators. Some people wanted everyone to stay in house, and those people must be very happy right now.
Yes.
You know, Dennis Allen's the defensive coordinator. This is the Sean Payton situation all over again. You know, his title is going to change and his responsibilities might be bigger, but he's going to call the plays. I think he said as much. already that so he was probably still going to call the defense. Pretty much. I mean, he's in the situation where you're right. He could just start firing those guys if we don't succeed on defense this year. But if we excel at it, you know, it's still his defense. He's still the guy.
Hmm. We did call it the Sean Payton offense, not the Pete Carmichael offense. So
that's a good point. I wonder who said that.
Yeah, so I guess DA will get all the credit there and all the blame.
And then pretty soon after we've had an excellent defense for 15 years, Dennis Allen's going to retire, and one of our coordinators is going to step up to be the new head coach, and I'm going to be on her yelling about how, oh, well, he never did anything without Dennis Allen, so he hasn't earned it yet.
Yeah. Okay, so what they're saying is that, like, Richard, who's very well respected around the league, and that these guys are somehow, this is going to, but they didn't get offered a job. So I don't know why giving them both the defensive coordinator title when neither one of them is actually going to be the game day defensive coordinator. I don't know how that, I mean, why don't we just give everybody a trophy? That seems like the, or maybe a participation.
The
like
official stance of the beer run is anti-participation trophies. Just to make sure that everyone knows. Disclaimer right there. I think it's just a way to keep them both in the house. You know, it's a way to make them feel, you know, give them the pay bump, make them feel important and keep them under your roof.
Do you debate on this show? Do we say, no, I don't agree with you?
Basically, I'm just right.
Right. Okay. I figured that was the case. I just wanted to make sure. But I'm going to step out on a limb because I'm just a guest and all you could do is kick me off and not invite me back. But still, how does that keep them in the building? They aren't going to like quit and go coach high school football. So they're on the team. And if they're that highly regarded, they'll go get as co-defensive coordinators for underneath the head coach defensive coordinator. They not sticking around next year either if someone else offers them a job.
Counterpoint, this year, they're co-defensive coordinators, right? If one is defensive coordinator and you leave one, the D-line coach, maybe he leaves to go somewhere else. And this way, neither of them are leaving because they're both getting that pay bump and they're both staying in the building. Does that make sense?
No, I don't disagree with what you're saying. In theory, you're assuming that just because you give them a little bit more money, they're going to stick around. I'm saying, like, okay, if another team, you know, the first team comes to mind is Detroit, but let's find a good team. Buffalo needs a defensive coordinator.
I apologize to my in-laws. Detroit is a wonderful place.
And Gary.
And friend of the show, Gary.
But if the Saints are paying him, I'm just throwing $500,000 a year, and Buffalo offers them $500,000 a year to come actually be the defensive coordinator, I don't think they stay in because they have a title of co-defensive coordinator. That's all I'm saying. I really don't see how this keeps them here next year. And my point about this year is they've already went through Richards has already, I think, three different teams he's interviewed with, and he didn't get offered a job. They all filled the position. So he's not going anywhere this year. I don't really get the point of it, is what I'm saying. And it's even worse because it'd be different if the head coach is like, look, I'm stepping back and I'm going to focus on the team in its entirety, and I'm not going to call plays. Then you could say, okay, a little bit more. But literally, there are now three defensive coordinators. I don't even know how it works during the game day. Like, hey, man, you get first down, you get how they do it.
I mean, but plans do change. I mean, there could be a change in the middle where Dennis Allen decides, you know what, I need to focus more on the game day aspect of it and not worry about the play calling because, hey, man, figuring out where you need to challenge something and stuff like that. And also
time management.
Yeah, and also clock management. Yeah. Management. But being able to call in the next play, I mean, that's a lot of stuff to do within 40 seconds. So, I mean, having these guys there with that title, they should be able to take the reins and call the next play in.
You know, is it a possibility that our guy Dennis Allen, maybe he's as much of an egomaniac as Sean Payton was, and he just wants to have two assistants?
Yeah. I answer the phones and
a couple yes men. Just one guy to throw under the bus when we lose, and the other guy to actually run the defense.
Alternate weeks. How do you do it? Who gets the blame in week two when they win? Then week three, it's the other guy's turn. And
yeah, that's it. They're just going to alternate weeks until one guy wins more than the other.
And then fire the other guy.
No, we strategically implant him with the Atlanta Falcons.
Ah,
Yeah.
I see you've thought this out. It's like Craig's actually thought this through.
It's next level.
Y'all can't see, but I have like one of those big old boards behind me with all the string connecting all the pieces that result in us winning the Super Bowl.
CSI stuff. I got you.
Oh, yeah. Third down for what?
Okay, so let's get into this Anchorman. Okay, the American classic, Anchorman. Now, Dave, I know that you just checked it out. Were you able to check out the whole thing? Or did you just start it off?
You know, it's funny. It's ironic. I didn't know you guys were doing this. I think you chose this just a little bit ago before the show. I watched, I don't know, half of it. When I got to the point where old girl was digging, dude, and they was riding unicorns and stuff like that. And that's as far as it got. How far is that?
Three quarters, two thirds.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a long movie.
Yeah,
you don't need to stretch it out when you achieve perfection.
Hey, well, listen, I'm gonna finish her up right now on my phone, so y'all just mill about smartly between yourselves.
So for everyone here who showed up expecting Saints content, you can leave now. But we all can touch. This came about because our good friend Dave here has never seen Anchorman, and
I was shamed about that yesterday.
In the generation that I'm in, you know, I'm a little younger than some, a little older than others, but I was raised with this movie, and it helped influence not only my humor, but all comedies that have come in the last 20 years since then. Has it been out for 20 years? I'm going to say last 20 years since then. Anchorman is a revolutionary film.
Yes.
I cannot go an entire day without quoting it at some point. And the fact that we got to dance around how to explain it with the guy who's never seen it is slightly mad. You know, I'm going to have a little drink. Let's have a little drink, guys.
I will finish up tomorrow. I promise. I owe it to y'all.
I mean, when we talked about the whole two defensive coordinator thing, it made me think of Anchorman when he embraced having that co-host.
My God, that's how we actually got here. We actually got to this show, this movie, because of Saints stuff.
Wow. Oh man,
spoiler alert. We are so much more organized than I realized.
Now I know what's gonna happen. God,
it turns out very
you've destroyed
well
the plot. I mean, I was trying to get through that tricky context.
Yeah, quick disclaimer, nobody listening to this, if you haven't seen the sequel to Anchorman, do not see the sequel to Anchorman. It is a happier ending with one. Don't bother. Don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Stay right here with us. Watch the first one again.
About the first one. That's all we talk about.
Do we need to have a spinoff show where we just talk about movies we used to get drunk watching? It's fine. We're gonna breathe along here.
Hey, one show at a time, Craig. I mean, he's mass producing just an entire network of shows.
That's right. That's right.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
So the beer run is taking off, man. And we got a couple different ideas going. So yeah, just stay tuned. I'm telling you.
They're going to go for it here on fourth down.
Okay. So now let's go ahead and talk about this video that we posted on Twitter, man. Like Juwan Howard.
Wait, where can I find this video? Y'all made me watch Anchorman. Now I want to watch this video. Where might I find it if I were looking for such a video?
Oh, gotta check it out at BF&B Media, man. On Twitter, all right, on Facebook. Come check us out. You know, shout out again to B-Train. It's my guy. He always hits us up on
always.
Twitter.
Always.
What up, B-Train?
So yeah, man.
B-Train, you want to get on one of these shows with us and have a beer with us, you let us know.
Yeah, for real. So Juwan Howard, man. All right, after the game, you know, everybody gives the little handshake and everything like that. Good
for
game.
Some context, this is what? This is the coach of one of the college teams?
Yeah. He's the Michigan coach.
And I'm Michigan head coach of the Michigan basketball team. A huge, probably $1 million salary position. All right, go on.
Yes, sir. Fab Five member, Michigan, too.
Oh yeah,
like this is a big deal, man. And
prestigious.
So everybody's shaking hands and everything, and the coach and Juwan Howard, they're having words, and next thing I know, man, Juwan Howard reaches out and touches him, you know, like a little slap to the face.
Okay, so what happened? Like what? Happened during the game that made Howard upset?
I didn't like the timeout being called, and I'll be totally honest with you. I thought it was, you know, not necessary at that moment, especially being a large lead. And then for to have the timeout, the call with 3 seconds or 4 seconds ago. You know, I thought that that was, you know, what I felt wasn't fair to our guys. And so that's what happened.
I don't really know like what exactly he was teed off about, but
and you want to say that context matters, right? But I've been in a lot of those handshake lines, and I have not punched anyone yet.
Not one yet. Yeah,
not a damn one.
I ducked one time.
You kind of do the half handshake when you dirty, you piece of shit. Yeah, whatever.
Or that dude that I hit
shoulder pad a little bit, but I ain't taking a swing yet. All right, I got that streak going. We'll see how. Like, Apparently, it's a difficult one to maintain.
I do know Juwan Howard got a 5-game suspension for this.
I'm going to start slapping people at my work and see if I can get off with just 5 days.
Five days. Now, is that business days or is that including right. Saturday and Sunday?
Is it just game days? Is it like an MLB suspension?
Like, because at Craig's work, if he slaps somebody on like a Thursday, he come back to work on Tuesday, he's good to go.
I'm already set. Already paid off.
Where do you get in your mind where you want to go and slap another man though?
And this is an important distinction because all the reports are like, "Oh, he punched a guy."
No
the hell he didn't.
No.
If that's a punch, I've been watching the wrong kind of boxing for a long time.
We went to the replay booth and it was not a punch.
And upon further review, the hand was open and
it was open hand,
girly. Yeah. It's the same argument that every domestic abuser gives when the cops show up. My hand was open, I swear.
Didn't punch. I just backhanded it a little bit.
It's a little bit though. It was like I was practicing tennis and you know, a little bit of drinks. You know, yeah, get this guy out of here. What he really needs to do.
An ass whooping.
Yeah. But what he could do to avoid this happening in the future, he needs to relax.
Zoloft.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
You know, if this guy had a whiskey in one hand, maybe some kind of illicit substance, depending on what state you're in the other. Mm. Maybe his feet are up. You've got a couple scented candles going. Mm. Perhaps a little bit of incense, maybe some eucalyptus aroma in the air. And you just take a deep breath and you...
Maybe an episode of Beer Run in the background.
Maybe you got your favorite Saints podcast that talks about movies you ain't seen in 20 years. Just lean back and just breathe and think to yourself, I am a coach of a prestigious university getting paid lots of money. Maybe I shouldn't slap people like a bitch. And then you let that seep into your soul. And you think to yourself, I'm better than that. This university is better than that. Breathe. And you know what? If you do all that, maybe we won't be making fun of you on a podcast next week.
Yep.
That's good stuff, man.
That's good stuff. Breathe.
And if none of that works, I recommend Space Cake by Clown Shoes Brewery, double IPA.
But the reaction from the coach, he gives him the old DX crotch chop there.
I thought I was 12 years old again. Like, I haven't seen that in decades. What was that?
What?
Yes. Yes.
It was old WWF stuff. Not even WWE yet. We're old.
There are a lot of wrestling fans out there, Dave. I'm telling you. There are a lot of wrestling fans out there.
Hey, Dale, you're an expert on the wrestling. What wrestler would do that kind of fun, obnoxious stuff that all our parents hated?
Oh, the main guy, Triple H, man. That's the leader of DX and HBK, yeah.
So I'm a layman. Does Triple H stand for something? Is it like Herbert Howard Hughes?
Yeah.
Or is it just Triple H?
Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Yes.
Of course it is.
Yes, yes. It does stand for something. Well, yeah, man. So yeah, go over to our Twitter, man. Check this out. And check us out on Facebook.
Get on the Twitter, take a look at the video, make sure you have an opinion about the open hand girl slap that we've been talking about. And you know what? And if you want us to talk more about Anchorman, I'll sit down here and watch the whole thing and record a whole commentary track. I don't care. That's a movie. It's an American classic. It's a fantastic film. It has shaped cinema in the years since. And anyone who has not seen it should be shamed.
Jeez, man.
Shame on you, Dave.
No, it's just, I mean, what... standards have fallen. I mean,
oh, see, this is not his fault. He had that tequila earlier. He had a little bit of that, a little bit of tequila earlier.
I'm getting a little sassy now.
Yeah. Little, he's not making any sense. Don't blame hot him.
Here. I've taken my shirt off.
Oh, it's gone. Oh man, he was dressed for the longest we've ever had him on this show. I can't believe it. A new personal best of keeping his shirt on, and we've ruined it.
22 minutes.
That, you know what? That's pretty good for you.
What show is that? Everything that happens, somebody spills their drink, and this guy's like, "Oh, let me help you." You know, old lady spilled a drink in her lap, and he had to take his shirt off, and he's all yoked up, and he's helping her dry.
Oh man.
Any opportunity to take a shirt off. Look like an old man, rip your shirt off, and you look like the janitor from The Simpsons. You ever see that? The groundskeeper?
Oh, yeah.
Willie. He's like old with the beard and everything. He rips his shirt off, and he's like yoked up.
Yeah.
That's everybody on this show. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, as long as it's an audio show, if they start seeing the video, they might question more.
Thanks to your clothing issues, I can't put this video anywhere.
No, yeah. I'm blaming, but I am very comfortable, and it's much cooler now.
That's fair. So for Dale and the rest of the BS and Beer crew, including our special guest, David Romero, thank you for joining us this week, and have a drink. It's on me.
Yeah, who that?
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bsandbeer@icloud.com. Take it to the same home, but then take it to the field. 8, 1, 11, 12, 13.